Chicago, New York, L.A. Those places are packed with great restaurants and inventive chefs. But there's plenty bubbling on the front burner on the food scene in Michigan. And Chef James Rigotto sees no reason why Michigan and Detroit can't become a foodie destination and a place that top chefs want to work. Last year, Chef Rigotto had a 4-episode run on Top Chef. He's executive chef at The Root in Oakland County's White Lake Township. It won Restaurant of the Year honors from the Detroit Free Press in 2012, the very first year it was open. Rigotto also runs the popular Young Guns Chef's Dinner series, which wrapped up in Traverse City last October. Chef James Rigotto, so good to have you with us today.
It's great to be here.
You have been quoted as saying the best thing about Top Chef was the chance to plug into and build the network of chefs. Can you tell us how that's going and what it's doing?
Yeah, that was by far the real victory of being on Top Chef was the network of the chefs. So to me, you're not going to have a chance to sit down with 15 other chefs from across the nation for 5 weeks. And this was really the opportunity to kind of like take a – it was almost a barometer of where the national food scene is. So I stayed in touch with these chefs, you know, after the show. And really, even while we were on the show, I was brokering kind of the next event. You know, Rebecca and I were talking about Young Guns 5, which took place in October up in Traverse City.
Rebecca being?
Rebecca LaMalfa from Trencherman in Chicago. And she's the executive sous chef at Trencherman. And she's amazing resume. She's married to a 2-Michelin-star chef that runs 16 in the Trump Tower. So she's just food all the time. Mm. So now you have Rebecca looks at Detroit as this, like, you know, basically a go-to zone, a place to make money, a place to cook food, a place to be a chef because she's a sous chef. So she gets to kind of stand on her own here in Michigan. Where in Chicago, maybe she's like, I don't want to say, you know, under any thumbs or anything, but she doesn't have quite the crazy freedom that she does on a blank canvas.
So she's got this blank canvas and she can bring all of her colors and paint away.
Yeah.
And the idea that Detroit is a good, fertile place for this to happen. And
absolutely.
Michigan.
Michigan to me is, I see, you know, I travel a lot. So, you know, we just went to a 9-day trip all over France, like literally from Brittany down to Marseille. You know, I go to California on the regular, Chicago, obviously, many times a year.
Yes.
I'm all over the place. But what I see in Michigan is we have the resources, we have the land, we have the fresh water, we have the seasons. I mean, it's a chef's playground. It really is. You know, thimbleberries and ramps and, you know, fresh peas and fiddleheads and every wild game you can imagine and, you know, the lake fish. And it's just – I am constantly inspired by the farmers and the growers and the butchers and the brewers. You know, we have 182 microbreweries. It's just amazing. Wine country. You know, some of the best sparkling wine is made from, you know, Larry Mauby. Virtue cider. It's just – it's endless. So our beverage game, our seasonal game, our food game, really, I mean, the only thing that's missing is the body of chefs. We have these up-and-comers. We have, you know, a lot of the veterans, but we don't have enough chefs filling in the blanks, in my opinion. And, you know, we have a lot of great guys that are cooking and girls that are cooking aggressively, but we don't quite have that pedigree that you see in Chicago. You know, we don't – and
I'm curious. What do you think? Yeah, because when you think about what Detroit – has and what Chicago has, they're really pretty darn similar. I mean, they're, you know, location and kind of the history. I mean, what do you think?
That's a good question. And I think that, you know, it's almost rhetoric. You know, I don't have an exact answer, but one thing that I noticed when I was on the show is I probably had the worst resume on the whole show because, you know, who am I going to work for? I mean, I love Luciano Del Signore and Brian Polson. These guys are awesome, but are they, you know, are they national big name? Are they Jean George? Are they, you know, Charlie Trotter? You know, no. I mean, maybe they're just as good, but they just don't have the exposure. Maybe they're not as good. That's the debate. That's the rhetoric.
Yeah.
But what we don't have is, you know, the huge body of we don't have the audience that's just supporting innovation. We don't have, you know, the foodies, I suppose, is the loose term that are just floating these chefs and their innovation.
Is that because Michigan has kind of real blue-collar roots, do you think?
I mean, I think the blue-collar roots are great. I think that allows our food to be, you know, humble and adventurous, you know, but always, you know, evolving. But I think that, like, if you take too many chances, you know, in a restaurant, you kind of get punished by low traffic. So a lot of the chefs, even the innovative chefs, and I'm just as guilty. You got to have your burger. You got to have your kind of comfort food. And I think it's okay to have comfortable elements, but we're not being necessarily encouraged for pushing too many boundaries.
That sounds like a challenge to the dining public.
There you go. Of course it is. I mean, I can tell you, You know, I also don't want to go to a restaurant and have a young chef taking too many chances that it sacrifices my experience. So that's where Chicago and New York, you know, because I mean, okay, you go to Grant Atkins' restaurant, you go to Alinea or go to Next and you spend hundreds of dollars for an experience. But Grant Atkins is, he's a wonderful classical cook. You know, this guy was cooking at French Laundry in, you know, in the mid 90s. So he has the classics down and then he pushed himself to be innovative. So I think a lot of our young chefs kind of need to have that checks and balance as well. Learn the classics, do the basics phenomenal, and then be innovative. So it's a call out to the public as well as to the chefs themselves. So reward the adventurous eater. Reward the risk taker. Don't punish them just because you're trying to figure out your culinary style.
When you look at the recovery that Michigan is making from sort of the lost decade, the Great Recession, is it the right time now to plant the seeds for people to start restaurants like you've had the success with The Root? Is this the time?
This is absolutely the time. And I think, you know, to the two shining examples, in my opinion, are Rock City Eatery in Hamtramck, mm-hmm. which Nikita opened up, I mean, on a shoestring budget. I mean, built the place himself with his dad. Then you have Selden Standard, which is, you know, Andy Holliday's restaurant with Evan Hansen. And that's the opposite, you know, as far as the business-wise. I mean, I think they spent $1 million and, you know, on a pretty much a shut-down corner of 2nd and Selden and just opened up what is now, I mean, not even arguably, it is literally the best restaurant in Detroit.
That's the one you hear everybody talking about.
I've eaten there 5 times. I've been open 3 months. And it would be 7 or 8 if I didn't work so much. And I love it. We took all the top chefs there, actually, when they were in town for Young Guns, and that was by far the best restaurant experience. I mean, you know, the conversation at the table was, this is better than anything we have in L.A.
I'm talking with Chef James Rigotto, who's executive chef at The Root in Oakland County's White Lake Township and a big booster of the food scene in Michigan and in Detroit and getting more top drawer chefs to come here and realize what can be done. Looking into the future, what about the chefs of the future? If you're a kid who likes to get into the kitchen and start messing around and creating, what are the do's and don'ts of following a career path like yours?
That's a great one. So I'm a little taboo. So basically my advice when I talk to high schoolers is don't go to college. Wait. Find out what you want to do. You know, touch things. See, if you think you want to be a chef, go spend a month in a kitchen for free. Just shadow me. I'll take a shadow. You know, someone that wants to just follow me around every day and just watch. I've done that many times, and I'd say 1 out of 10 sticks around. 9 out of 10 are like, oh, my God.
I never knew what a kitchen was like.
Yeah, and they run for the hills. So before going to culinary school, spend time in a kitchen. If you love it and you're good at it and you feel it and you breathe it, then absolutely go to college. Go to the best college you can afford. Go to Schoolcraft, which is, I think, is one of the best colleges in the state. That's when you go to school.
How old were you when you realized that you were drawn to food and to making something of it?
So, I mean, my first job was my 14th birthday in a diner. And, I mean, I would get in trouble because I would apply at the local market when I was, like, 13 and just lie. But, you know, they knew. I mean, I don't know if they fact-checked or they just probably knew my mom because it was a small town. So, I mean, I always wanted to work in food. And I say when I was about 15, I started flipping pizzas. At 16, I got a job in a real restaurant. And the first time I saw a line, like a hot line, like mm-hmm. cooks and chef coats and a chef and, you know, fire in the pan and just the ticket machine – I mean, I never came back. So I'd say 16 was like when I jumped. I became a full vampire and just never went back to being a normal human.
When you look at Michigan, what areas do you think have the greatest promise of becoming great food destinations?
I mean, Detroit, hands down. But I think Grand Rapids, Traverse City, and Detroit, to me, that's like the triangle. I think of the triangle. And there's great stops in between, you know. I think that you look at – I mean, obviously Ann Arbor, is, you know, it has a lot of, you know, a lot of cool things going on. You got a lot of potential to get even better. But I think Grand Rapids, for the beer that they're doing, and then some of the restaurants like Reserve and Grove and what Brewery Vivant is doing with their food program. I mean, they're the only, you know, brewery in the state, in my opinion, that has a food program that even closely reflects the beer program. I get frustrated when I go to some of these places like, you know, you get some of the best breweries in the world are in Michigan, and then you go and they're serving you nachos and like, you know, like, I don't know, like falafel. I'm like, I mean, there's nothing wrong with nachos or falafel, but my God, here's one of the most beautifully crafted beers on the planet. Shouldn't it have some of those beautifully crafted food? So I would love to see the breweries elevate their game, you know, with their food.
Yeah.
And I think places like Grand Rapids are definitely ahead of the curve. I mean, Traverse City, you know, you look at Trattoria Stella. I mean, that alone. I mean, that restaurant is one of the best restaurants in the world. And I mean, I've eaten at 7 or 8 three Michelin star restaurants, you know, and And that's, they just, I mean, end of story. That's Stella's, Chef Miles is just, I mean, he's the patron saint of food. I mean, he's amazing.
What's ahead for you? You've made a success of The Root. What do you see as your next mountain to climb?
That's actually a great question. I've kind of like, I just turned 30. A lot of changes in my life. And this is the first time where, I mean, I'm looking, I almost have too many options. So I'm staying focused. I'm taking a crazy road trip in April. I'm basically leaving for a month and I'm just driving to Portland, down to San Diego and back. And I'm going on a vision quest to kind of find what is the next step. But ultimately, what I'm doing now is not going to stop. I want Detroit to become nationally relevant. And it is right now. I guess I want everyone to understand that. And I want chefs like Mei Lin to open a restaurant here. Because, you know, she's basically deciding what's her next move. And I'm telling her, you need to open a restaurant in Michigan. You know, I want people like Rebecca LaMalfa to like, set up a monthly dinner program here. Come out every month. Like, keep Detroit exciting. You know, keep it moving forward.
Fascinating. Chef James Regatto, executive chef of The Root in White Lake Township. Great to talk with you. Thank you so much.
My pleasure.